You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, August 1st, episode 3745, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse people.
It's Friday, and another weekend of riding is a few short hours away. Jamie and Glenn are here to help you make it through the day with some fun guests and some really bad ads. Enjoy the show.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. We have a fun show planned for you today. Alessio is going to join us. He's a ninth generation equestrian acrobat and creative director and the owner of a traveling show called Cirque Maceo. And they just made the drive with all the equipment, all the horses and everything from Washington State to Anchorage, Alaska. That's like a 5-day drive. I'm interested to see what they. How
is it really? Yeah, that's how far that is.
Yeah, there's no, and there's it's a barren road. I don't know where they stopped, where they put up the horses. Did they drive? I got questions. So,
yeah,
he's joining us. We're going to talk about his show, and then they're going to Fairbanks, and Anchorage to Fairbanks is a hefty drive too. Anyway, what else we're doing? We're giving away 8 prizes today for really bad ads, and we're doing some more really bad ads. So we'll have that coming up on today's show. No post show today. We both are a little busy this afternoon, so I apologize for that. And we have some exciting news for you out of Chincoteague. The auction was yesterday. Get this, Jamie. They do the buyback. Now, what the buyback is you can buy this buyback foal, and you're basically donating the money to the fire department, right? And the horse then goes back and lives on the island. You technically own it, but it's going back to live on the island.
Okay.
Now, they set a record, as we thought they would this year, $100,000 for the buyback foal.
What?
So apparently it's a group called the Buyback Friends, and they all get together, you know, like you do for your racehorses. It's the same thing here. A whole bunch of people get together, put some money in the pot, and buy these.
With no chance of making any back.
No.
None.
No. Not even a ribbon for a horse show. You might, if you're lucky, get to go out and see him on the island wandering around. Yeah, it was a filly. $100,000 for that. Now, so one other thing, too. By the way, that was the highest on record ever, of course.
Oh, I wonder what the like next highest is, because this is the 100 years. So this has to be some sort of like crazy monetary influencing craziness.
Well, the Virginia governor's wife paid $50,000 for one of the take home babies. $50,000.
Remember when we talked to the listener and we were like, she's like, not this year. That's probably a good call.
Yeah, that's probably good. Tell your husband,
$50,000 oh, I had to pay $50,000 yeah. For a whelp. Wow.
I know. I can't
wait. Governor's getting paid too much in Virginia.
I haven't seen the whole list yet. Hopefully by Monday we'll have that and we'll go over it some more. But there you go.
Technically, if you say the governor's wife paid $50,000 for a take-home baby. Let's be real. The governor also paid $50,000. Like, don't blame it all on
the wife. Yeah, I assume they're still married. So
he might have been out there bidding too. I don't know. Oh, that's crazy.
Her name is Suzanne Yunkin, by the way. So there you go. I didn't know who the governor of Georgia was or Virginia was. So there you go. Well, they're making some money. Fire department can buy a new truck now, I think.
They're good. They're good.
They can feed the ponies and vaccinate them now for sure. No problem there.
That's crazy.
We have some auditor birthdays, but we also have one host, actually an ex-co-host of Jamie's, Joy Orr. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday,
Happy
Joy.
Birthday.
She's host of Retired Racehorse Radio. And Joy, this is going to be your last birthday in a long time where you won't be changing a lot of diapers.
Yeah. No kidding. Bless
she's having
heart.
Twins, so she's going to be busy. Auditors with birthdays, Connie Heidelberger, Danielle Rigby, Alina Rohrer, and Teresa Fournier. That's how I would say it in French, Fournier.
Okay, Fournier. Mr. Hebert.
You know what? When
I'm
people
not
say a bear,
French. When yes.
When people say that to me, though, I'm always flattered that they actually know the French way to say it. Because
that's the only way I ever knew how to say. You were like,
because you lived in the South. Yeah, that's right.
Well, yeah, there was an Atlanta Falcons player called Bobby Hebert.
Yep,
and like that's right. That was.
And there's a big hockey
a
player. Something a bear. I forget his name. But we were, when our family moved from Connecticut, which was, well, had a lot of bay bears, when we moved from Connecticut to Pennsylvania, we were the only Heberts in the entire state we were at. There was one. That was us.
That's because nobody says it like that. Like, no, that's
nobody spelling it or saying it anyway. H-E-B-E-R-T. We were the only ones in Pennsylvania for a long time.
Oh, look at these white people showing up, being all whitey white.
And the first, I've said this before, and actually we trace back to this, the first registered citizen of Canada was one of our distant relatives named Hebert.
Yeah.
So, and that was way
I'm
back.
I'm going to start calling you Glenn Hebert.
I don't mind it. It's just, you know. So I'm sure that Teresa says Fournier or Fournier.
Just move past it.
Teresa, let me know how you say it.
Listen, if he mispronounces your name, it's because it's a badge of honor because he mispronounces his own name.
That's right. Hey, one thing I'm very excited about is it was announced yesterday that Elisa Wallace, our friend, has been selected to compete at Road to the Horse in 2026. Congratulations,
That's so
Lisa.
Exciting.
She's so excited.
So who do we know who else is competing in Road to the Horse?
I did not look. They don't tend to announce them all at once. They kind of announce them as the contracts are done.
Because if it's her against Tick, I'm going. I'm so sad. So for the last 4 years, I've had a young man named Barrett. We'll give you his name. Farm Boy. His real name is Barrett. I know I've said it. He's left officially. He came over and worked the horses with me yesterday.
I thought he was gone like months ago.
Well, he decided to live it. He's got this job down in Houston.
Right.
But
the oil job with the oil company.
Yeah, big gas, and he's got a big brain. And so he spent the summer going through Europe with his girlfriend.
Oh.
So he came back here to move out and came and hung out with me. And I started thinking, I was like, my gosh, like he has been with me for such a big part of his life, but also a part of mine, like, you know, all the stuff with my mom and all the, I mean, just the farm and the growth and the business changes and his life of like being this little like young kid in college to like, he's like a man now. So he's a world traveler. He's been all over the world. Yeah. And I think this girlfriend is probably the one. And oh my gosh, I'm just like,
how
I'm
many
so
horses
proud.
Have you two worked together? Hundreds.
Oh my gosh, hundreds. Hundreds. Yeah. It's amazing. Like if I went through and looked at all of them, I mean, it's got to be 200 that we've trained together. So yeah, it's just breaking my heart that he's gone, but I'm really excited for him. And I left him he's on our family fly list for American. So I told him, I said, we're leaving you on there and we will fly you up to Oklahoma City from Houston anytime you want. And you are allowed to spend a little time with your girlfriend, but most of it will be over here.
Oh, she's up where you are.
So his girlfriend works in Oklahoma City at the Devon Tower. So, I mean, it's like they're separate, but they're both like working towards a goal. And I was like,
between the two of them, they're going to be a high earning couple.
Oh my God. I was like, save every dollar you have. So you can, when you're marching towards death, you can just go for it. But I'm like, squirrel it away, spend nothing. Don't DoorDash, go pick up your own food. Like just do it. And so, but anyway, it was sad but I'm really excited for him and proud. But this
is to go to the real world now. Find a place to ride horses down there in Houston. There should be a few.
Yes. Yeah. And now I've got a new kid coming, a new college freshman who shows up next Thursday.
Okay. Have we named her yet?
No, we haven't named her.
Well, he was farm boy. Would she be farm girl?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why does farm girl sound worse than farm boy?
It sounds dirty to me.
Yeah,
like,
it does.
I'm sorry. I'm farm girl. I'm the farm girl.
It does sound dirty.
I hate my field. I'm like, it's farm girl Christmas. I think it's okay if I call my, I don't know. Farm boy sounded kind of like Wesley on, you know,
yeah.
Like that was
yeah.
Wesley. So I don't know. We're going to come up with something. But she's a modified level eventer, so she's like a very accomplished rider, and I'm pretty sure she does not know that I do this for a living. So we've got a little time, you guys.
So she yeah, figures
she
it out.
Know. Yeah. She doesn't know I do this. So come up with your names now.
I don't think Farm Boy knew for about 6 months, did he?
No, I don't think he knew. It might have been a year. And somebody
then I showed up at your house and the gig was up.
Yeah, there's this guy coming. He's kind of my boss.
He's gonna have microphones.
Yeah. So we've got a new
good luck, farm boy.
Incoming freshman coming. She's bringing her horse, and he's a big time show horse, and he's really cool. And she's so excited to learn all of this. And I mean, she's planning days out. Like, okay, well, we'll do this, and we'll do this. And I'm really excited for her. But I've got a week to mourn one before I
bring
welcome
in the
another.
Next one.
Thank God they didn't show up at the same time. Oh, that would have been awkward. Anyway, so yeah, start thinking of your names for the new farm girl, because I think she's here for a minute. So
farm girl does sound like somebody to be in a calendar, the farm girl calendar,
yeah,
in a bikini,
yeah,
and riding a horse with, you know, no shoes on.
I don't, yeah, I don't need right. that kind of stress.
Yeah, I think we need a different name. Hey, it's the 14th Mongol Derby next week. I have some stats here for you. It starts August 4th. We've covered it every year, I think all 14 years, actually. There's 45 riders going this year. There's 30 ladies and 15 men. So
go, girls!
A lot more ladies this year. 20 riders from the United States, 8 Aussies, and 6 riders from the UK, and then some from Iceland, South Africa, Scotland, and more. A couple that you want to keep an eye on if you're watching the dots. We say that because they all have trackers on and you can actually watch where they are. You're literally watching the dots on a map. Anna Bowden of England was the joint Gaucho Derby victor back in 2022. That's the one they do in South America. And she's quite the competitor, and Gaucho Derby ain't no joke. And if she wins, she'll be the first one in history to win both. So, looking for that. Second one is, and these are my picks after looking at the list, because we've been watching this so long that I kind of have a feel for who's going to do what. I think you got to keep an eye on Sam Phelps.
I've been watching racehorses for so long, and I clearly have no grip on that. So, I don't know if I'm going to trust your word, but go ahead.
Sam Phelps is an Aussie cowboy. He was raised on a cattle ranch and rode rodeos. He's now into what they call camp drafting, which is going out into the outback and camping with under the stars with nothing but a bedroll.
Oh, God.
So he's kind of used to roughing it. So
sounds amazing.
The Australian cowboys do very well because they're tough as nails. So Sam Phelps, keep an eye on him. Haley Fitzgerald comes from Wyoming, and she spends most of her time riding in the mountains, packing and hunting with her horses. She is no stranger to being in the wilderness. And also, remember, they have to self-navigate. So they're doing all their navigation by themselves. There's no help. There's no little signs along the way. So she'll have a good idea on that. So Sam Phelps, Haley Fitzgerald are my two to watch. And then there's a couple going. Brandon and Lucy are going, and they work together in Australia training racehorses. So they're used to riding some spirited horses, and they'll be doing that in Mongolia again. But I think this is the first time we've had a couple in a very long time. We'll see if one makes it, one doesn't, or if they ride across together. So
didn't a couple like go across the finish line hand in hand a couple years ago?
I'm not sure.
It has happened.
I don't remember if that was a couple, or maybe it was.
I think it was.
I don't remember. God, we've covered this for so long. I don't remember
which
one was which.
They're all running together. Yeah. Who won the Kentucky Derby 12 years ago? I don't know.
So we'll keep an eye on it, and we'll cover it next week as we watch the dots. It's one of my favorite things to do. We've covered it for so long. So we'll be talking about that next week.
When your horse loses significant amounts of electrolytes and fluids as he sweats, problems such as dehydration, muscle cramping, fatigue, tying up, and colic may occur. Even in mild forms, these conditions can have a negative impact on your horse's ability to perform and recover after exercise. Research shows that electrolytes help regulate nerve and muscle function and maintain a healthy fluid balance. Summer Games Electrolytes is formulated to replenish electrolytes and trace minerals that are lost when your horses sweat. Regardless of the season, it also stimulates their thirst response so they continue to drink and stay properly hydrated. For more information, visit kppusa.com. And a side note, I use this, and I think that what sets it apart from just any other run-of-the-mill electrolyte is those trace minerals, and I think it's really important. So Summer Games Electrolyte is in my barn in the summer and in the winter when it like gets really cold and you want to give them some salt to make them drink water. So anyway, I love this stuff. kppusa.com.
Bet you're using a lot this year.
Oh my god, I'm going through. I buy buckets of it, like 40-pound buckets.
Well, our guest today, we're very excited to have from Anchorage, Alaska, which we are doing a horse lover's cruise next year, and we have 50 listeners, and we're starting in Anchorage. So I'm so excited, and I've been where you're set up right now. We have Alicia Zope. He's ninth generation equestrian acrobat and creative director, owner of the traveling show Cirque Maceo. And we also have Heidi Harriet, who's a performer, and she's been on our show a lot of times over the years. Welcome, guys. And how are things in Alaska, Alicia?
Oh, they're absolutely beautiful. It's amazing to be up here, especially after, you know, the long journey to get here and to finally arrive and, you know, just to be in great weather and just beautiful scenery.
Okay, so is it Heidi that books the shows? Heidi, do you do the show booking?
Well, yeah, kind of by default, Glenn. So as you know, I'm a horse trainer, and I've known Alicia his whole life. I worked with his parents, the wonderful bareback riders, and he has a nine-generation lineage, or he could speak to that. But so he called me last year, and he kind of conned me into training Akoltechi horses, which was really cool that he bought out here in Washington. So in Florida, I got them trained, and they're doing Liberty in the show. And that my plan was always kind of to hand him off to, he's got some fabulous young talent here. Well, that have worked on all the shows, Cavalia, Zingaro, all that. So I handed the horses off to the girl who was working them. And then he's like, my booker is not working out very well. Would you book the show? You're good on a computer. And I was like, I don't want to do that right now, but I am booking the show. Long answer.
Okay. So what I need to know, Alicia,
what's that?
What I need to know is, were you cussing her out for the 5 days it took to drive on that desolate road in Canada up to Alaska?
I actually wasn't, because this is my fifth trip up here. So when I leave here, I would have driven that road 10 times.
Oh, my God.
Which is got to be some sort of record with horses. And, you know, we have it really well organized with stops every night, unloading, of course, and turnouts. So, I actually look forward to the drive, except for that last 300 miles. But it's beautiful, and you don't know what types of animals you're going to see on the trip. We actually saw a grizzly bear the day before the trip ended. So I was excited. And, of course, you see herds of bison and all sorts of mountain goats, and, you know, anything is possible. You know, in other times that I had taken the trip, I'd seen moose and elk and all kinds of stuff.
Everybody I know that's done that trip by car or RV or whatever has always had flat tires. How many of those did you have? Because you have four rigs. So
I actually have six rigs. Oh, and then the seventh one isn't owned by me. So I own six rigs. And so we have three semis, a big diesel pusher motor coach that pulls our telehandler. And then we have 450 Ford pickup that pulls our 50-foot bunkhouse. Wow. And then we also have a box truck that has the horse stalls and other supplies that pulls another travel trailer. So six large diesel drinking rigs. So not only was the trip long, it was pretty expensive as well.
I bet.
Any flat tires?
No flat. One flat tire. One small flat tire.
Wow, that's a miracle.
So, yeah. I probably spent $15,000 in prep on all the vehicles before the trip. So making sure that they were fit for the journey.
So let's talk. Alessio, describe the show to us. What's the show like?
So the show is, it's a great blend of the different almost lost equestrian arts with acrobatics, dance, and, you know, just beautiful music. The music really is I think it suits the show perfectly. And it's a great dance between all of those different types of entertainment.
And I saw the videos and the costuming and the lighting. Lighting makes these shows. Lighting and music make these shows, right? I mean, you guys do too, obviously. But it's the lighting and music that puts it over the top. And looks like you've done a great job with that in a tent.
Yeah. So the tent itself is very small. It's only about a 92-foot circle from sidewall to sidewall. And our ring is 42 feet. And there's not a bad seat in the house. The audience, you know, if you get the VIP ticket, you are 6 inches away from the action. You are right there. You have horses galloping by or walking by, and you really get this amazing feeling of, you know, it's just such an intimate experience. You're right there. You can feel the horse's breath, and, you know, I mean, just it's really, really special. And to see them working in such great synchronization with, you know, the different riders and performers, people get a different experience than seeing, you know, a great arena show from 100 feet away. Here you're like right there. You can see the different riders cueing the horses, talking to the horses, and the horses, you know, responding. I mean, people that have seen the show, I think that's their favorite part.
I want to get back and talk a little bit more about the show, but so you're ninth generation. I assume your family was at Ringling Brothers at the time?
My grandfather did a small stint on Ringling Brothers, but that's actually not why he came to the U.S. And my other grandfather on my father's side, they came over with one of the other big circuses that was bringing over a lot of European talent. It was Cole Brothers Circus. So, yeah. So I actually did Ringling Brothers. We did it twice. We did it in 2011 and in 2015. And we were on the gold unit with our bareback act. And at the same time, I had my youngest brother keeping my show going because I literally had just purchased my tent. And so, yeah, Ringling was great. I loved it.
Truly is a family operation, that's for sure. So tell us about the horses. I'm seeing on your website, you have a little bit of everything, Frisians and Suffolk Punch and Andalusians and Minis. I mean, you got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, so one of the things that I really wanted to do was have a variety of breeds. You know, you go to a horse show and you're going to see a specific type of horse, whatever's competing. And, you know, you go to a lot of these other shows and that existed in the past, and not too many of them have a great variety, and I really wanted a variety. I also love variety. I'm a fan of you know, different breeds, and I'm not stuck on working with one breed. So we have a Belgian horse, we have a Brabant horse, also a miniature, a Nakota, which those have a great history. We have Akeltekis, like she had mentioned, and then a few Andalusians, yeah. Two Frisians.
Quarter horse.
We have an appendix quarter horse, and then also we're not sure what he is, but we know he works great in the show.
That's my favorite.
Heinz 57. Yeah. So how many horses do you travel with?
So right now we have 12. I left one in Washington with a trainer because he's not in the show yet. And I still wanted him to get worked, and I didn't want to take him all the way to Anchorage or all the way up here to Alaska. And then just basically for nothing, I wanted him to get some one-on-one time with somebody. And usually I do all the training, but our schedule has gotten to the point to where I really need people because I'm doing so many other things, and the show's kind of grown to a size that I'm heavily involved in a lot of other things than just the horses. So that's why I brought Heidi, and I knew she would do an awesome job, and she has. I mean, to have horses that have been owned by me less than a year, and they've been already performing for probably 6 or 8 months.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're like almost like seasoned veterans they're when it great. Comes to the show. They're so awesome.
So Heidi, are you in the show this time?
I kind of pinch hit where I need to because I like the latitude to come and go.
Yeah.
I recently had a grandchild, so I love traveling. I love being on the road.
Are you still doing the crazy, nutsy things we talked to you about 15 years ago?
Not as much. A couple neck surgeries later and, you know, got to be a little more careful. But I've known Alessio all my life and he's got just great horses and he gives me the opportunity to, you know, like create with him, not just I need you to train this, but, you know, what do you see here? What do we want to do? And then again, he brought over some talent, got some great young folks on the show. And I really enjoy, as I have at like Arabian Nights Equestrian Theater in those places, to work with those folks and teach them. Like Alessio said, their arts we don't have anymore necessarily, you know, and this is all in one show, bareback riding, Roman riding, you know, liberty work in riding and ground, you know. And then the horses working with the aerialist, that type of thing. So it's just so much fun. So I'm really only doing it for Alessio at this point. I'm not, I haven't taken on other jobs, but I enjoy, he lets me come and go. So,
yeah.
And now he's got me stuck in the office a bit.
But, well, Alessio,
you know, the show, to the booking point of the show, we've got a great tour up here. We're doing Anchorage this weekend.
Are there tickets left? Because we have listeners in Anchorage. Yeah. Okay.
There are some tickets left. Fairbanks is next weekend, and then we're going to be featured at the Alaska State Fair in Palmer.
Oh, wow.
Then they make the trek back. I will be on a plane, but they'll be trekking back. And we go into Ellensburg, Washington, then 2 weekends in Eugene, Oregon at the Oregon Horse Center, Fresno, California at the Ram Tap Horse Park, Santa Barbara, Earl Warren Showgrounds. We're really excited to go to Temecula then for 2 weeks to Galway Downs.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Then we're going into Kingman, Arizona, Mojave Fairgrounds, and Prescott, Arizona, the world's oldest rodeo grounds. And may hit one or more town or two on the way back to Florida, but that takes us well into November. And we started Alessio started like the first week in January.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's been a very full tour.
As somebody who lived in Arizona, just to make sure you don't offend the people, it's not Prescott, it's Prescott. It's
okay,
so weird. Prescott.
I learned that last year the hard way.
Yeah. They get really
mad. A lot of strange looks.
All right. Good to know.
Good to Prescott. Yeah.
I got to say, though, and Alessio and Heidi, you'll appreciate this. It must be fun for you, Heidi. One thing, when you know, I was a performer, too. We had an acting company for 10 years. And, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. It's great. We get a lot of feedback, but it's not immediate. Doing shows in front of an audience is so electrifying, and there's nothing like that. There really isn't.
That's very true. And I'm lucky to say that it's the only thing that I've ever known. So
yeah,
I've been doing this my whole life, so I feel really, really fortunate for that.
Well, every time you go out there, don't take it for granted. That's
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alessio and I both, I'm an American performer. So my heritage is 4 generations in the USA. And then he goes way back to Europe on both sides. But I think I probably speak for you too, Alessio. I know when I stand, whether it's Ringling Brothers or Cirque Maceo, we have a chute, so we have the space you go into, you load in to this portal, so there's a black curtain behind you, and then when the curtain opens to enter the arena, the ring, you know, they're not seeing all the backstage stuff. So when we're in that portal, there's time there, and I profoundly feel my grandfather, my father, my mother, the people before me, and I kind of have this thing where I kind of say to myself, I'm going out there to honor all of that. And we're so privileged to do this. You know, we all need to do something to make our money and, you know, keep ourselves going. And we're just privileged to do this and then have audiences. If you go on social media, they just adore the show. You know, the comments are,
I was going to say, like, you're hitting towns that, you know, most things like this overlook. And so you must get a really warm welcome from from the people that live there, because like I said, like I can't remember the last time somebody went to say Prescott for a, like to do a show in Kingman and all those places that you were mentioning. So are ticket sales good? Are we happy with the crowds?
Yeah. I mean, I think things are on the upswing. I think there probably was a little dip during the summer because of, you know, different political things that have happened. But, you know, we all, entertainment is the first thing to feel those types of things. And when people get a little weary to spend their money, and, you know, you just ride the wave. But I mean, in past years, we've had amazing record years, and I definitely see it on the upswing. You know, the great thing about our show is that we're literally the only ones in North America, South America, and probably one of two or three shows in the whole world that do all equestrian shows. So we touch on a different market.
Well, when you guys head through Arizona, if y'all just keep going east and make your way to Oklahoma, that'd be great. Are we going here? Norman, Oklahoma, let's do it.
Norman, Oklahoma.
Let's do it.
And by the time you get there, tornado season will be over, so you'll be fine. Your tent will be good.
Exactly. It'll be fine.
Exactly.
Well, guys, I'm so excited for you. I did have one listener question that was submitted to me yesterday, and this is for either one of you, actually. What in a show like this where it is a lot of noise, a lot of lights, a lot of different kind of lighting, and music and all the crowd and all of that. What's the hardest thing to teach the horses for a show like this?
Ah, I've got it.
Okay.
It's, you know, horses really are not usually too troubled, you know, when they've been prepared correctly for lights, music, but there's something that you can't really prepare them for. And that is the energy of a jam-packed audience and a roar of clapping and all the things that audiences do when they really like the show. So that typically is the moment when horses might have a little bit of a spooky issue for, you know, a while, and then they get over it. But, you know, as a trainer, you're prepared for that. So you're already bringing the horse down and getting him ready for the roar of the crowd. But there's always a little reaction.
And that's hard to practice.
Add to that.
Yeah, that's hard to practice.
Add to that because that was a great answer. But, and we as trainers, and Alicia and I are eye to eye on this, we can predict with accuracy how they're going to react. Like, we know which horses we're going to take out there when the crowd goes crazy. We know that horse might get spooky. And as horse people know, and if not, this is a takeaway. It's all about what we're giving them. So if we let them know, because we can't take the paper bag and sack them out for the kind of stuff we do, right? We're gonna be next to a tilt-a-whirl sometime. They're gonna hear the forklift. They're gonna see a tent flapping in the wind. So all of that stuff. But if we have a spectacular foundation, the sky's the limit on what we can do, including not only the discipline part of it, but the mental part of it. And my dad was always about look them in the eyes. And I'll leave you with this. I was proud of the Ackle Techies because I did the first show. We had a full house.
Yep.
It was a busy night and opening night in January for his tour. And I'm like, oh, Alicia, it's time. We're going to put him in the show. I had 90 days with him. They do a beautiful, intricate two-horse Liberty Act. And you know what I was most proud of? When they got a little nervous, both of them came to me and looked at me. Mm-hmm. Like, Heidi, what do we do here? And that's exactly, I came out of the ring, I was just elated.
Yeah, they almost had a perfect show. It was pretty amazing.
It was amazing, yeah. But they looked at me when they weren't sure, and that's exactly what we want from them.
Well, I'm going to let you go. It's Cirque Maceo, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes directly to the tickets page for all our friends there in Alaska. Were those float planes I heard flying over?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking it's very Alaskan for the plane to go over at this point.
Well, they have one of the largest float plane bases in the world, actually, there in Anchorage. So you there's always float planes flying over. It's like,
and I thought about the tour on that, and I was like, no, thanks. I'll stick to the horses.
I want to do it. When we go to Alaska next year, I'm doing the float plane. I want to do it. I want to try it.
Good for you.
All right. Thanks, guys. And have a good run up there in Alaska.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for having
us. Be safe. As horse owners, we have an unlimited supply of love for our animals, but we tend to underestimate the cost of their care. Routine and unexpected expenses can quickly add up, making it hard to keep pace. Wouldn't it feel great to always be prepared with a budget-friendly way to manage these costs? With flexible financing from Care Credit, you get the care your horse needs and then pay it over time in easy monthly payments. You can use Care Credit at more than 25,000 veterinary hospitals that accept the card and use it to pay for everything from diagnostics and surgery to wellness exams and routine care. Care Credit is your card for a lifetime of care. Subject to credit approval. To learn more and apply, visit carecredit.com/vetmed. carecredit.com/vetmed.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's that time of the week when we do some really bad ads. And it's that time of the month when we give away prizes. So we have 8 total prizes we're going to give away today. We'll try to do this fairly quickly for you. I have a spreadsheet here, and on the spreadsheet, I have the names of everybody that submitted. If you've sent in a voice one, you've gotten 2 entries for it. We had one person that sent in a voice one, and remember a couple weeks ago, and did an accent other than their own, and they got 3 entries for it. So that's what we've got. I got a spreadsheet between 1 and 196, Jamie, and the first prize we're giving away is Shire's Nylon Halter with Leather Head Strap, your choice of size and color. So pick a number.
2.
Laura Berry. Congratulations, Laura. You get the halter. Good job.
I love it when I pick numbers, I get credit for giving them the prizes. So it's super fun.
You can credit to Jamie. And she can't see the spreadsheet. So, all right. We have 2 winners that will get 3 45-ounce bags of Stud Muffins, including the original Stud Muffins Slims, and Stud Muffins Peppermint. And one of the winners from last month posted a picture yesterday in the auditor room of her horse really liking the Stud Muffins Slims. So apparently they didn't take the flavor out, that's for sure. So who's going to be the first one?
99
is Alicia. So Alicia K. Well, congratulations, Alicia. She actually sent in a voicemail today. Second one.
We're going to go back to, let's go to 100.
Taylor D. Sabantino. Hey, Taylor, you got, I know she has horses, so you have a lot of treats to feed your horses. Thank you to Stud Muffins and HorseLoversWithAZ.com for providing those products. You can find over 120,000 products for your barn, your horse, and you at HorseLoversWithAZ.com. And now we have, brought to you by Brad Heath. He has donated 5 of his books. That is The Honest to Goodness Truth About Horse Trailers. And I have them right here in my studio. We're going to ship them out to 5 winners. So go ahead, Jamie.
Okay, the last 5 on your list.
You mean, in the hundreds. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, scroll down.
All right. Loreen Barden. Yay, Loreen finally won something. Good job, Loreen. Carrie Garvey, Jolene Denny, Faye Bierbauer, and Amy Walrath. Congratulations to all of you. Well, that made it easy. Thanks for not going over
there. You're welcome.
I have them randomized anyway, so it wouldn't matter. So congratulations to all of you. You're going to now know more about horse trailers than you ever knew before. So I'll ship those books out to you next week, and we'll be contacting you for your addresses and all that stuff. All right, let's get to some really bad ads. And Alicia actually sent this one in, one of our winners there. So let's take a listen.
Good morning. This is Alicia Quartz. Alicia K on Facebook. I have a really bad ad for you, and I will be reading it in not my own accent. I do live in Texas, but you know, not originally from here. So this is from Texas Horse Buy, Sale, and Trade. Anyone wanting a 4-year-old Appaloosa for cheap? Oh, wait, I forgot to do the accent.
I was wondering.
Anyone wanting a 4-year-old Appaloosa for cheap? He has 30 days of riding and has teaked the donkey. Nothing fancy. I just don't have the time to mess with him. He is really relented and athletic and will move around. I don't have any videos. He is sound and ready to be given a job. 15 HH Elkhart, Texas. Okay, and the thing I can't figure out is the what he did to the donkey.
I was wondering that too.
T-E-A-C-K-E-D. So I don't know if this is supposed to be attacked, teached. I hope it's
neither.
She disappeared.
Lusa, way far away out in a field. Thanks. Have a great day.
Her sound wasn't great, but we got the hit. All I could think about is what did he do to the donkey? That's all I could think about.
I don't know what teaked means, but you know them in Texas. They come up with all sorts of stuff.
By the way, accent well done there, Alicia.
Yeah.
It probably won you a prize because you got double the entries. All right. The first one that we're going to read is Katie. Katie sent, this is from Cooped Up Barrel Racers. There's a Facebook page for everything.
Oh my God. Are you serious? Write that down as one of the weird ones. Cooped Up Barrel Racers.
ISO Fugly 1D Barrel Horse That Wins and Offends. ISO. A horse so visually upsetting, I apologize when I unload it, but not when we take the check. I am looking for that one ugly son of a mare who wins the 1D every weekend, but looks like it was assembled from leftover parts at the equine thrift store. I want the kind of horse people mock in the warm-up pen until they see the time. Budget is flexible for the right kind of ugly. Trailer's hooked. I'm emotionally prepared. Send pick stats and a warning label. You know what
I
they figured
some,
out?
And we're going to see something later that's going to fit her bill. We're going to match make.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you know why she wants this, right? The really, because she knows the ugly ones are cheaper. So,
of course. You
know? She doesn't care. She just wants to win checks.
She just wants a 1D barrel horse, baby. The next one comes from Aaron, and this is the Facebook page Everything Horse in Vermont and New Hampshire. Looking for help transporting one horse NH to Tampa, Florida, back to NH. It will be hard work. DM me for details. What about that makes it hard work? Driving is not hard. Does that mean your horse is going to tear down
That's
the trailer?
That's what I'm kind of guessing is the horse is going to be an issue.
Oh, my God.
And it must be going to a show. It's going down and back. I don't know. I don't know, but if I saw it will be hard work and I have to drive for 2 days, no thanks. Thanks. Michelle sent this one in. For sale. This must be Craigslist, right? The way this is written, I think.
Yeah. I don't know.
For sale. Messy farewell. Stock horse times quarter horse times a riding pony mutt. Personality, 1,000%. Price, your sanity. Sticks at 14 hands. Identifies as 18 hands. This pony has the energy of a feral toddler on Red Bull Max and the IQ of a retired chess grandmaster. He opens the gates before you arrive. He floods the paddocks for fun. He removes rugs from everyone, finds your lost keys, and keeps them. So you know that's happened. Been handled by women, men, kids, and the exorcist I found on Fiverr. Maybe that's what our guy's doing now. He's doing exorcism.
Oh my God, our Fiverr guy is an exorcist now.
Lead probably pays better. Leads well, literally, he leads you. Trained by Taming Wild Elsa, who said he's one of the smartest horses she's ever worked with. That's her name?
I'm going to Google it.
You got to look that up.
I'm on it.
Which is either a selling point or a warning, depending on your perspective. Not, this is all caps, not for paddock ornament, not for quiet pony to love on and give carrots, not a rescue who needs a peaceful place to heal. Messy, which is a perfect name for a pony, by the way, Messy will excel at home where his brain and body are challenged daily. His human needs to have emotional fortitude. If you need to Google that, you need to keep scrolling. I love that ad.
Okay, I found this.
Taming Wild Elsa?
Taming Wild with Elsa Sinclair. This is one of those, it's called freedom-based training. And the front page is, this all started with a question. It's a picture of a woman walking through a field with the horse walking next to her. A question I found burning inside me for an answer. What if horses were given a choice? Would they let us ride them without force or tools to control, without bribes to lure them? Now, I had
somebody...
Is she
a Monty Roberts instructor?
No, because I had somebody on Facebook start shaming me for a video that I posted. And it was like I was longlining a horse. And they told me that I was doing everything wrong, that longlining the horses is cruel because I'm making them do something when, if given the choice, would they do that? And I was like, if given the, I mean, no offense to Elsa, I don't know you, I don't, but it just jogged this memory that this person told me that if a horse had the choice to be longlined or not, they would choose not. And I was like, well, so what do I just leave them in a field? And they were like, yes, because the horse has the right to say no. And I was like, but I feel.
Oh, those are just the people that don't want us to do anything with horses. They'd rather they were all turned loose to die.
They told me that stalls are cruel, bits are cruel. Yeah. Like, and this person went on and on and on for quite some time. And it turns out they are horse trainers down the street.
Their horses are, on the other hand, are cooped up and being trained to do things.
Apparently, their horse has the right to say no. And then I have the right to say, well, then I'm not giving you food. Sorry. Okay, next one. You have
the, Danielle the sent one. This one in. I have a 10-year-old Mayor Sorrel Current on the Schatz and Coggins.
M-A-Y-O-R. See, the mayor's wife is the one who bought the horse. See? Tall ties together.
I had to find a horse that has more work done on it and easier to catch. Mine is not easy to catch, and I'll sell it for $2,500.
What a deal.
Let's be honest. You're going to sell it for $500 because you won't be able to catch it when they come to pick it up.
You know why you can't catch it? Because it's saying no. Okay?
That's right. It wants to be out there.
It's saying no. Yeah. The next one comes from Faye, and this is the Facebook page English Tech Exchange.
I have had jobs in the past where I've said no, and they've made me do it. You know,
it's like they won't pay you.
That's right.
Otherwise.
Yeah.
Weird.
It is weird.
Weird. Hmm. English Tech Exchange Facebook page. ISO, a decently honest saddle for a horse who's over it and a rider who's trying. I'm on the hunt for a nice jump saddle that's ready to embark on next adventure, by which I mean wandering the arena and pretending we're still in our prime. My non-negotiables: needs to be structurally sound. Doesn't have to be a beauty queen. We're going for well-loved, but not abused. This sounds like a personal ad for a saddle.
It does.
What I'm looking for, a 16.5 to 17 inch seat jump saddle, because we still like to pretend. Medium narrow, but could look at medium. Why don't you just say medium or medium narrow? I've read too many ads. Adjustable, interchangeable gullet brands I love. Bates HDR Toulouse La Poche. Budget $800 with some wiggle room. Put your budget. I don't want to chase you down for information. Sorry, I'm starting to get irritated. I've read too many of these.
You really have. It's Friday. She's done.
I'm done.
Michelle sent this one in. Dama Gelding. He is well broke good for... there's no punctuation. He is well broke good for beginners. Friendly ride, English and Western load and unload trail very well. No spooks, no bucks. Very gentle, calm ride. Just as you want him, he will make a good family horse very affordable.
Oh, what a deal.
There was no butts in that one. There was no butts, though. So that was perfect horse right there for you. I don't know how much it costs because they didn't tell us that.
All right. The next one. This is from Shawnee, Oklahoma.
Is that near you?
And does this picture not look like when you got Scooter?
Yes, it does. It does.
It looks like this starved Scooter.
Yes, it does. A bigger version of Scooter. Yeah. Was he Barely. Tied to a tree? Check.
Okay, here's the ad. This is a $1,500. The title is Bigger Bay Gelding Pony. Bigger Bay Gelding Pony. $1,500. God. Grade Jasper 15 year 13.1 hands gelding, had teeth floated and had bean removed 3/29/24.
Why do I need to know that?
That is unnecessary information.
By the way, this horse, it looks like a horse. I would never guess 13.1 hands. That is Scooter size.
I'm telling you, it looks like Scooter. Like it's like kind of does.
It's got to have some Hackney in there somewhere.
Pre-Glenn Scooter, like not post-Glenn Scooter.
Not current Scooter. Scooter's never looked like that since.
But I'm telling you, like, why in the first sentence you give the date of bean removal? I think I'm sensitive right now. I think I'm sensitive because I have a racehorse here named Mazuma, and he's the son of American Pharoah, and he is so fantastic. And every time you work him, after I bathed him the other day, he had his little wiener held down. And I was like, I mean, it's out. Let's see if he'll let me touch it. And I was like, I'll just clean it while I'm here. Oh, gross. He liked it like a whole lot. And I was like, that's it. I'm not getting paid enough to do any of this. I was like, you just call the vet. Sorry. So I did not remove the bean because the bean would, it was very whatever I wanted. So what I'm saying is I'm a little sensitive to the whole wiener talk right now. Sorry. Okay. Finishing the ad. Bean removed 3/29/24. Does have one bad eye, not bothered by it. Is it? Okay. Rides bareback, stands tied, loads, and all caps, backs out. Wow. You've had horses that haven't backed out of trailers if you're super that excited about it. Sometimes easy to catch. Probably needs a small tune-up. Hasn't been rode in almost a year.
There's the catch right there.
Used to neck rein. Can deliver for a fee. Shawnee, Oklahoma. So that... Never mind. I don't need to break it down.
No, I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
Next one, 9-year-old.
His wiener's clean, that's for sure.
Another one in Oklahoma City. Closer to you. 9-year-old gray gelding, $3,500. Is that, what kind of gray is that?
I actually posted this one myself.
Okay. Do we know what kind of gray is that? Brownish gray?
That is a very special type of gray horse unique to Oklahoma. Oh. And it's called red dirt gray. Because okay. There's horses that try to identify as the color of Oklahoma red clay. Oh. And this horse is very, very much trying to be. I have a gray horse here now, and I had to bathe him 3 times to get the red off of him. And I'm like, oh my God, he's actually white under there, like, because he's so red. So this is like a flea bitten gray horse that is completely red from the red dirt. And the reason I found this is because I want you to read. Go ahead, just okay. Read.
9-year-old, 15-hand grade quarter horse, aged by dentist gelding. On the title.
That's the title.
Green broke, built to work, and stays fat and clean. Takes a...
It's not clean!
No, it doesn't look like it's been brushed in a while if it's Oklahoma gray.
It's red dirt! It's not clean! I love that. That's like the first line is like it stays fat and clean. Okay, carry on.
Takes a saddle in a bit. Groundwork done. Good to be washed and brushed. Apparently not washed lately. Stays fat on air. Very willing and is a great project for many disciplines. I'm waiting for the butt. This horse is incredibly smart and will be easy to finish with consistency and stays fat. That's about the 12th time they mentioned stays fat. His con. Oh, here's his con. Here's the butt. But his con is he's weary of new people and shy on his legs. Crow hops when fresh and does best not sitting. He's a one-person type of horse and will thrive with the job. They all say that for the bad ones. Not a bronc, but most certainly not for a beginner. Oh my God, there's so many red flags in this ad.
It just turns out you have to train them. Like, that's what I've written. This whole thing is like, he will be great if you train
Jamie,
him.
What are you doing? You're trying to fix the ads.
Okay, stop. It's great.
Yeah. You're in a mood today. College has caused him to sit and he's too nice.
No, it does not say college.
Oh, collage. Collage has caused
you
him.
You need to go back to school.
Collage has caused him to sit, and he's too nice for it. You cannot ride him at my place. Oh, there's the biggest red flag. That flag reaches the sky. PPE welcome. I bet. Skin tag on left front hoof. Just cosmetic. Oh, here's how they end it. Nice and fat. Cushing's comes to mind. Laminitis.
I mean, for real. This horse has laminitis yesterday. What is a skin tag on a hoof?
A bump?
How is that possible?
It's an abscess waiting to pop, is my guess.
Or it's an old abscess and it did pop and now it's a defect
in the
hoof.
That. I have seen that.
Yeah,
usually
but that's
grow
not
out.
Called a skin tag.
Yeah, they usually grow out. Oh, we're still trying to do it. All right, let's stop.
Never mind. Never see, you get sucked in.
This has been an unusual, really bad.
The last line, I did not see this one. The last line. Where's it located? It's located in Norman, Oklahoma.
I have to go look.
No! He's got a baby, for God's sake. Leave me alone.
Rebecca sent this one in. She's from Australia.
Hi, Jamie and Glenn. It's Rebecca here from Australia. I know you have Craigslist over there. Here in Australia, we have Gumtree. And here's today's gem from Gumtree. Minnie Hirse, H-I-R-S-E, mare, $350. Five-year-old Minnie mare, expected to be in foal to Palomino Minnie Stallion. Little tricky to catch with food, but leads and handle once caught. I guess if she's a little tricky to catch with food, she must be impossible to catch without it. That's all. Short and sweet. Thanks. Bye.
Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
I'm so glad they have same kind of ads in Australia. It makes me so happy.
Who is going to spend the rest of the afternoon on a website called Gumtree?
I just
That
went.
Would be me. Yeah. Did you?
This is set up so much nicer than Craigslist.
Gumtree.
Do you think they have it? Is the United States? I see United Kingdom. I don't know if they have United States.
Free classified ads from the number one classified site in the UK. There's an Australian marketplace. Oh, yeah, this is a Craigslist. Gumtree, Australia's marketplace. Find a car, job, furniture, electronics, jobs, real estate, and more.
I don't think they're in the United States, though. I'm looking and I can't get United States to come up.
British, Australian. Oh, there's Gumtree South Africa, too.
Yeah, all the English colonies at one point, I guess. British colonies. They have cars on here. Here's a Ford Fiesta for £3,500. That's a good deal.
I want to go to Australia. I want to see what kind of wild animals they're selling. Now we're both shopping.
Let me put in horse and see what comes up. Can you? Yeah. Horse.
I want, like, do they sell kangaroos?
Is that
racist of me?
Oh my God. The first one I came to was a really, really bad horse trailer. Good. They have them there too. Oh, I'm looking up horses. I can't find live horses. These are all fake, like little stuffed animals and stuff. Maybe they don't allow live horses.
You guys, isn't this so fascinating listening to two people go on websites across
the globe? This is all Rebecca's fault. She got us down this rabbit hole.
I want to find animals. Like, there's got to be like all categories. Okay, animals, like a farm and garden section, pets. Let's look up pets. Now I'm looking up pets.
Okay, you're on pets.
It's pretty slow, actually. I searched kangaroo, but I put it in the VIN number section.
pets exotic. We've got leopard geckos. Corn snakes, a big gecko. Oh, here's a python. How much would you guess a python costs?
A python in Australia?
Yeah.
They're free. They pay
close
to
100
take
pounds. These are all reptiles. And here's another. Oh, here's a ball python, and it comes with hissing cockroaches and hatchling something. Peacock gecko. I was a peacock gecko. Oh, that's a new one.
Oh, I'm getting a bunch of spam, man. Oh, there's an exotic bird catcher for hire. It was a lady holding a bald eagle. I was like, they're selling bald eagles in Australia? No. They're not.
God, there's a bearded dragon. Aren't they supposed to be nasty, the bearded dragons? It's just bright red, too. This thing's red.
They're nice.
A lot of pythons.
Somebody's selling. This is so boring. This is not a podcast. But somebody is selling albino, pearl, and mature, like, hermit crabs. Like, giant ones.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know what
this
is.
You can feed it to the pythons. All these pythons that are for sale.
Oh my God, there's so
I'm
many.
I'm going to be creeped out by all these snake pictures.
Okay. Hybrid stingrays is a thing.
What are they hybrided with?
Hybrided? I don't think that's a word, but that's fantastic. Hybrided stingrays. I've been wanting a stingray my whole life.
You have a pond.
Now it can be mine. Okay.
They look salt water, though. You'd have to throw a bunch of salt in the pond, and then you'd kill all the other fish.
I'm not doing it. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
And then the horses go in to swim, the stingray would be pissed. I mean, you'd have a problem.
We've learned so much today.
Yes,
it's amazing.
And all thanks to Rebecca in Australia. We appreciate you sending your ad. We need more overseas sending ads in, so hop to it. Makes us feel better about our crazy world here in the United States when you guys submit.
I mean, seriously, it really does.
Bye, everybody. Have a good warm weekend.
Spend it or geld, and they have kittens for sale for $700. Oh, man.